with C4 back there. You know he's going to be back there once we take those first couple snaps. So you definitely got to be on your game because he'll hit you when you're not even thinking about it. So that's just what I try to do.
Do you think it helps you to not have been around last year for the 4-12 season, the first losing season in 14 years?
I don't know. I really honestly don't know. All I know is I'm here now. What happened last year, and it's done and over with. We got new coaching staff and pretty much a new attitude, so we're trying to just go out here and just focus on training camp right now, and then hopefully that can result in winning some ball games.
It seems like you enjoy the physical play. Corners come up to jam you. Seems like you're licking your chops.
Yeah, that it's almost like, you know, somebody smacking you in the face and you just letting them. You know, it's either you're going to let them or you're not. So when you see a guy come up to you and try to get physical with you, it's up to you. It's either, like I said, you either let them or you don't let them. And I choose not to let them. I'm going to continue choosing not to let them. Sometimes, you know, they get more hands on you than what you expect, but that's just the game. They're getting paid too, so they're gonna go out there and perform just like you're gonna go out there and perform.
Some rookies would say, "Hey, I want to be a starter. That's my goal." Other guys would defer a little bit and say, "Well, I'll have to see how it plays out." How do you approach that?
I'm pretty much approaching it both ways. You know, I definitely want to be a starter, but at the same time, it's not my primary goal. My primary goal is to progress every day. Show progress every day. That's important. And just get better and just let the vets teach me into that starting role if possible, you know. And if not, then I just want to be ready when my name is called, my number's called, you know, at all times, just to help my teammate.
Brooks and Freeman weren't able to start as rookies. Do you think you could be the exception? It's tough. Not a lot of rookie receivers start.
Like you said, it's tough, you know. And like I said, that's not my primary goal. It's definitely a goal of mine, but it's not up there, trust me. It's way down on the list.
Will you be surprised if you end up being a starter? Should anybody be?
I'm not sure. You know, we got a lot of great receivers. So whatever happens, you know, it's going to be up to the coaches and what they see out there and the performance of all of the receivers. So all we know now is drive is the man, and we kind of follow suit.
Mike McCarthy said he has no problem starting a rookie receiver. You kind of feel the sense that the coaching staff is going to just throw the best two guys out there?
I do. I honestly do, you know, and it shows out there in practice. You know, they just got us in a rotation where anybody can be in there with the ones, and they're just trying to see who can step up and make plays. And it's pretty much a game of making plays and being prepared mentally. And I think if you're prepared mentally, then the rest will come, you know. Your physical talents are just – they'll showcase themselves as long as you got the mental aspect of the game.
Greg, a lot of drops between the receivers and running backs out there. Are you surprised by the number of balls that are hitting the ground?
It is disappointing, but at the same time, we got to come together as a group, you know, and just correct the problem. I know it's hot, and, you know, like I was telling the guy over here, that wears on you. You know, mentally, you have to block the outside distractions. Fatigue and heat, those are outside distractions. You have to block those out. Once you can block those out, then you decrease some of those mental errors, such as drops and or errors, period. So I think once we all just come together and kind of block off the distractions, such as heat, you know, fatigue, cramps, you know, we get our bodies up to par, and you'll see those drops.
How many
decrease.
Drops have you had so far?
Too many. I've not had any in team or 7-on-7, but when we're on air, I get kind of nonchalant, which is not good because, you know, we're on air. So I might come out of my route a little slower, and the ball's right there, and I turn and kind of look surprised. I've had about two of those since camp started. But I'm trying to correct that. I'm correcting that.
But you've had a little trouble catching Brett's fastballs, all right?
Yeah.
That's nothing.
Right? Yeah, I mean, that's one person that your head, you always need to be alert. when four is back there, it's almost like you feel the pressure on you. Because if you either don't catch the ball or don't get to where he throws it, it's kind of like all eyes on you. Like, what did you do? But that's the way it is. Because he's going to lead you to the open spots. And it's up to you to just get there.
Have you had much interaction with him yet?
A little bit.